Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Selling Sunset is currently the number one show on Netflix here in Ireland at the minute. Season 4 is available to stream. I've just finished it. Well, Mary Fitzgerald, who's one of the stars from the season, and of course, her husband, Romain Bonnet, are with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I'm really delighted, guys, to have you on the programme. We've so much to get through. But look, just first of all, Mary, for people that haven't watched Selling Sunset, sell it to me. What is the show about?
Amazing houses, amazing fashion, and a ton of drama.
You are totally underselling it. These are phenomenal houses. They're the best houses you've ever seen in your life. Like, they're just total dream.
Yeah, it's like
homes.
Real estate porn, right?
Oh, completely. Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've heard. So, yeah.
What's it like selling those houses?
It's, you know, I think we get a little jaded by it after a while, but every single day, it's so cool though, because every single day you get to go into just a new phenomenal home with these incredible views and different architecture, and LA's full of just different architecture. So that's something I really, really appreciate. I love design, just love architecture in general. And so the properties there, it couldn't be a better dream for me to be able to do it daily.
Have you always been in real estate?
Since 2008.
Okay, so this is your day job, your full-time gig, even before Selling Sunset.
Yeah, so everybody that always says, are they really, houses? Yes, I do.
There's no acting. Everybody there is a real estate agent.
Yeah, some of us work more than others.
That's why you get the better commission.
Yeah, definitely. And then for some of the girls that say, I get given everything. No, that's not true. I just work very hard.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not given anything. Jason will not give us anything.
No,
he's going to keep his own
his money.
Clients and his
really?
Own money.
No.
Yeah. He runs ship, though.
He does.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, Romain, though, in this season, you kind of get into the business. You're in a bit of the property management, kind of construction side of it. Is there, like, how do you find that now, in that sort of different element, different...
Well, it's been about almost 5 years that I'm as a project manager. So I've been working a lot. I was doing actually the first houses that, one of the houses that we see of Jason's. And so I've been doing this, and then like more recently, like we've been actually partnering with like one of my friends, and we basically work with like most of all the clients that they have, like either before or after, depending on what they are looking for. But
is there going to be a Mary and Romain, you know, rival to the Oppenheim?
Possibly.
Give us the exclusive.
Rival. I don't think so.
No, but I mean, we're always interested in doing the, like, if it's a spinoff or something like that, because we're going to start flipping homes. And so it could be between the two of us, it's such a good match, because with me in real estate, finding just an amazing property that would really profit from my end, and then he remodels and we sell it.
Because
she
wouldn't need to
really
leave the Oppenheim group or anything like that.
No.
Her as a real estate agent, that she does that for us or does that for a client, it doesn't matter. Me on my side, I might need to take it off a little bit from my daily job right now to be able to focus more, or unless I can later on to have able to have like a full team working for us on their side. And then still be able to do my job. But obviously, you know,
And Jason won't mind you doing a little flip side job.
He's pushing us for it.
Oh, is he good?
And we have like a lot of like amazing people around us that we can get like great advice from them. So, you know.
Tarek is one.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's really excited for us to do it. He's like, here, talk to me.
He
talk
wants
to me
push
about it.
Us. Like, we have to go on.
I'm going
to
give you all the tips so you guys don't make the same mistakes I did.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
it's positive.
Very, very close.
A lot of people, pushing us on. Like, that's definitely something that's going to do soon.
The business is obviously a huge part of the program. That's what it's all about, the selling the houses. But, like, the drama.
Yeah.
I want all the goss. Tell me about Christine. I want to know.
What do you want to know? Because there's a lot to know.
Is it put on? Is this all staged, what we see?
No.
Romain's like, no.
No, but sadly, not sadly, but I mean... Because like people often ask, like, you know, is it true? Is it like fake, all the drama and everything? And no, sadly, every single drama, yeah. every time there's a fight, an argument or something like that, it is actually happening. And sometimes they have to turn it down.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
They have to turn it down because it just really doesn't make sense. I mean, there's so much craziness that happens. And I think it's getting to a point which I think viewers see in season four where everyone's just like,
oh, it's really explosive.
I cannot yeah. handle this anymore. This is crazy. And so we're all getting to that point, and they have to tone it down because there's none of it
there's
makes
so
sense. They're like, viewers can't follow it. We can't follow it.
And also there's a lot of, like, in the press, you know, yeah. that you don't see on the show, that yeah. things that happen on the show, then after us, while the show here,
yeah.
everything that happened in the press is not always, like, not everyone is aware about it, but obviously when it's us, we get
we're
to know.
We're dealing with so. It on a private level, and so we're like, frustrated and angry about yeah. things that she's done. And so, I mean, that's what you're seeing. But I think season five, it's all going to be revealed, like, the kinds of things that happen and what...
Go on.
What, yeah, so it's going to be very interesting.
Does Christine stay in season five?
She's going to be in season five.
All of it.
Yeah.
yeah.
She'll
oh,
be
really?
In all
right.
of it.
I thought she might.
She'll be in
out.
All of it.
I've so many people I want to ask you about. But just to go back to season four at the moment, because I've just finished it actually this week. You really see the strain, though, Mary, on your friendship with Christine in this season. Was that hard?
Yeah, it's very yeah. hard. It's hard for me even to watch it. We just did a like a Cosmo UK kind of like watch along last night. And it's just so frustrating to watch it back because I just want her to be the friend that I used to know, and I just don't see that person anymore. And it still kind of breaks
my heart.
Do you miss her? I miss the person she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
You and Christine seem like genuine friends.
We were.
Chriselle, I should say.
Oh,
sorry.
I love
yeah.
Chriselle. Oh yeah. my gosh.
She seems lovely. I like her.
She is so lovely.
Oh, she's an amazing person.
She is. She's so strong. Is such a sweetheart. Very loyal. Very trustworthy. So
yeah.
Yeah, she and I get along very, very well. I was just on the phone with her. I woke up early yesterday morning and hopped on the phone with her for an hour.
Oh,
and
yeah.
yeah,
we should dial her up. We should get her on
yeah.
get her in on the
she's
call.
She's sleeping right now, I think. But yeah, her, Emma, me, Amanda, and Heather, we talk daily and have a group chat, and we just yeah, we're very, very close.
Emma's like a little firecracker since she came into this season.
Oh,
I think she's going to really
get
the spark.
She's the
is
sweetest.
Awesome.
She's the sweetest.
Yeah.
She's so, yeah.
She really? Always says she's our
we
third
like Emma.
Wheel.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love Emma.
Yeah.
She is so smart. And
Heather?
Such an,
no,
and such
Emma.
An entrepreneur. She's single. So.
Yeah, Emma.
yeah, Emma.
She says she's our third wheel.
Yeah.
And she said, when the third wheel stays for too long, we can adopt her as a daughter.
Yeah.
so now she's
and then
like
if we
adorable.
Have a kid, then she's going to, she wants to move in with us and be our nanny.
Great,
she
yeah,
loves,
take that on.
She's
so sweet. She's amazing.
Is Heather's wedding a big feature of the next season?
Leading up to it is, I think there's, you're going to see some bits and pieces of
but
her wedding,
completely.
But it's not,
oh, okay.
it was filmed
not,
on
yeah.
his show, not ours.
Is Christine at the wedding?
No.
No.
She didn't get invited?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Because, yeah. You can do so much and expect to be invited.
Yeah.
Huh? I know,
I thought
that.
She might invite her though, but you
well,
know, I'm kind of glad she didn't.
She considered it. It took
yeah.
her a while. She didn't want to be mean, but at the end of the day, she's just like, I can't. And that's the same thing I think a lot of us are going through. It's
yeah.
just, we don't want to be rude. We don't want to be petty, but we don't trust her.
Well, you can stab your friend in the back and expect
doesn't...
them to be normal with you.
Yeah.
What about Chriselle and Jason's new relationship? I couldn't believe this. Was this a surprise to you?
We saw it coming more.
Well,
really?
But we deal with them, so.
Yeah, we hang out with them all the time. But I knew about it before it hit the press. I was helping them cover it up.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How are you about it? Are you
oh,
happy
I love
for them?
It.
Or?
Oh, my God, I absolutely
yeah.
love it. Yeah, they're two of my closest friends. And to watch them make each other happy. And, like, I mean, Jason and we share dogs with him. So
yeah.
I've got a new
You had the dog
stepmom.
Party.
yeah.
It was mad.
We've got a stepmom for our puppies that I absolutely adore. I couldn't think of somebody better to be around. And we get to just hang out with
yeah.
them more. We're
yeah.
all just such good
Because regardless,
friends, so.
we were starting to hang out more with her,
yeah.
more and more and more
okay.
and more. So it just became like, no, a normal thing.
It's handy.
Yeah.
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 Is that relationship, does that feature heavily now in the next season?
In season five.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys will see it in
I'm
season
like,
five.
How do the other realtors react to this? Is it a...
Uh, f- for the most part.
Oh, wow. There we go.
They are very positive.
Yeah.
And everybody's very happy for them. It was a shock to most people. But
yeah,
Amanda knew.
I was surprised.
Amanda and I were, and Romain were the ones that knew. And Brett,
obviously. Well, me, because they were talking next to me on the phone. And they were like, I think I'm like, guys, don't act like if I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah. I know you.
You
I'm
know.
With you guys every day. And then plus they had to, because at some point, since my wife was covering a lot, there's a lot of time I was walking, so they were going, ah. But so Jason to not be like, so with like Chrishella kind of doing something. So he was like over Mary a lot. So then after she said, she was coming home, she said, well, if you see any picture with Jason, like really friendly with me, like, don't worry. I'm like, I know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What about the, like the fact that your lives are now, you know, you're TV reality stars. Like, I mean, how is that? Yeah. It must be a massive change.
It is. You know, when we're at home, it doesn't feel any different because we're just around the same group of people that we hang out with every day and go to
and
work with
every day.
And we
see the same people. Like, so in LA, like, no one really come as much.
And,
you know?
And people in LA are jaded, too.
Yeah.
So they, you
yeah.
know, they see people, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know the show. Cool.
But,
and,
as
but
soon
no one
as
really
we get
cares.
Out,
and then
LA.
We leave LA, and people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And they freak out. So that part's different.
Because you came to London this week.
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot of excitement around that.
Yeah.
You announced you were coming to Dublin, so naturally, I mean, we dragged you in here today to have a chat.
Yeah.
That's obviously a big change, but how are you enjoying Ireland? You know,
I love it.
Really,
it's so
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah, we enjoy.
So
the people have been like so friendly and so kind and amazing. We haven't got the chance to like see much of the city yet.
Well, you're staying in the Merion, and your hotel
yes.
room looks like the scene from Home Alone
with
the Christmas tree. And
so
it is incredible.
Isn't it?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like we have a Christmas tree in our own bedroom.
We have a living room and the Christmas tree's in there with a fireplace and sitting
I'm
here.
Like,
it's
I've
so
seen
gorgeous.
Nice
Looks
hotel,
unreal.
But never yet I had my Christmas tree.
Why? Well, they will be delighted. That's a great endorsement
oh, right?
for the
well,
hotel.
Well, they deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Where
it
are you going
amazing.
Today? Like, what's on your must-see list?
We're going to Guinness and
yeah.
then we're going shopping a little bit
oh,
and then
good.
To dinner
we're
going
to the Italian place Mesa Massa
something grass
oh wait
or
I have it
I can't remember it's some Italian place
you should go
to
really Peter's
good.
Pub
Peter's
it's a
pub?
Real yeah Irish
okay.
pub it's a literally across the road from
oh,
us
oh perfect
tell
yeah.
Enda we
oh,
sent you
what,
okay
that?
We will you know what I want to
good Guinness.
I want to do
it's Rosa
some,
Madre
huh?
The restaurant was Rosa Madre.
Oh,
Madre.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But I want to hit some Irish pubs.
Do.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to go to Peter's Pub. Are you
okay.
going to Donegal?
Huh?
Donegal in the
we
northwest.
Are,
you need
no.
to go to Donegal.
Donegal.
It's like Las Vegas.
Oh,
we're
really?
Gonna make it, we're our own Donegal. Hill, Las Vegas and the
oh,
hills of Donegal.
We're going to make a list then.
It's where I'm from. That's why I'm trying to send
oh,
you there.
Oh, okay.
Someone else tried to sell us the SAF, right, yesterday?
Oh,
yeah.
It, yeah, Cork.
Don't bother Cork. With Cork. Go to Donegal. Much better. Much better. Much better. Listen, it has been such a pleasure to have you both in studio here today with us on Lunchtime
Thank
Live.
You.
I'm
Thank
delighted
you.
To meet you both in person because I'm a huge fan. It's the first reality TV program I've ever actually watched and loved.
Oh,
so,
oh wow.
Yeah. Listen,
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to the fifth season mm. and enjoy your time in Dublin.
Thank
Thanks
you
a million.
So much.
Listen, Mary Fitzgerald and Romain Bonnet from Selling Sunset. Season 4 still available, of course, to watch, to stream on Netflix. It's an absolute must-see.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.